You're listening to the new home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN 100.3 New Orleans.
It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Hello, sports fans.
Well, hello there.
Local sports, national sports. The GCAT has got you covered.
Oh, you made a wise choice, my friend.
Time to tee it up and let it fly. It's the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Check it out, John. A little extra pressure for me, John, 4K this week. As Arkansas game day goes at 10, LSU game day goes at 11, which means Eric Alexander will be in studios, I do, and Jordan's going to judge our, wardrobe.
You might want to stay, you know, a few minutes after to see
how professionals do it. You know, this clown texts me in the middle of Arkansas game day. Hey, way to mess that up. Hey, look at you looking at the wrong camera. He's just messing with
me. No, I didn't.
Because it goes on my phone, my Apple Watch.
You're on TV?
So, yeah, I do, yeah. See, you didn't even know. I've only done it 3 years already.
Exactly.
Arkansas?
Yeah, Arkansas game day.
On what's
CST.
CST.
Yeah.
You gotta have a Cox.
Yes.
I don't have Cox.
Yeah, well, that's probably why.
You better look sharp if he's going to be coming up after you.
I understand. I am very.
You got to set the precedent.
I'm well aware. I get it.
Do you know a lot about Arkansas? Or you
well, yeah.
Do your homework?
Yeah, I'm ready for that show.
You are, huh?
Yeah, good.
They're going to keep their coach or go fire him?
That might be a topic coming up on Saturday. Chip Patterson joins us each and every Thursday, top of hour number three, which is brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits. Your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. We actually will be there tomorrow, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Come on by. They actually have a deli, so if you want to eat there, they'll sell wine by the glass if you like to sip on something, and even a cigar room as well. Chip, how are you this afternoon?
I'm good. I hope y'all are.
Doing well, doing well. Look, we were just talking with Eric Alexander, who does LSU Game Day Live, and we were talking about the game last week, obviously, and getting ready to go to Stark Vegas with the Cowbells. Look, when you look back at that game, man, what stood out to you in that Gator-Tiger meeting?
I honestly, you know, you pass the test if you're LSU, but you know there's so much more ahead. Mm-hmm. You know, tough spot going to Tuscaloosa. I mean, this is a team that we are considering a national championship contender. We are not judging them by any other standard than to be the best team in all of college football. And so for that, hey, you had a good Florida team coming in, but it was a Florida team that was also coming in off an emotional upset win. The fact that the Gators, in my opinion, played really well in this contest, I came out of that probably feeling good about Florida even in the defeat. That paired with Georgia's loss to South Carolina, that makes me think that the SEC East is much, much closer than I thought before. And then for LSU, withstanding that initial blow, zero sacks, just getting it done in the second half, that just showed me even more that they are ready to try and accomplish everything they want to do this year.
Yeah, 11 a.m. Florida, which only dropped two spots, Chip, to number nine, taking on South Carolina at home in that upset. Were you surprised that the Gamecocks went into Athens and won?
I mean, was anybody seeing that coming? I mean, this
was your chance to say, no, not at all. No one would have remembered.
Yeah, no. Listen, how about this, though? So, number one, this was Jake Fromm's worst game. Four turnovers, three interceptions, a dropped fumble on a center quarterback exchange. This is so unlike everything else we've seen from Jake Fromm. He's a three-year starter, and he's been steady, and he's been reliable. And I just think that for his worst game to come at the worst time, it is really unfortunate. And it's on Jake Fromm to go forward from this moment and to show that that was uncharacteristic, show more of the steady and reliable Jake Fromm that we've seen for three seasons so far. Because if you're a Georgia fan and you're seeing Jake Fromm turning in some of his worst games right now, you really wish you had Justin Fields, that guy who's lighting it up for Ohio State right now. So it's very, very important that Jake Fromm play well moving forward. All that said, I am trying to limit my panic for Georgia because they turned the ball over four times. They didn't force any turnovers, and yet they were still right there to win the game. I mean, an All-American kicker misses a kick. It was weird, weird stuff that had to happen for Georgia to lose that game. But they did, and so I think that cocktail party game in Jacksonville is just massive in terms of the head-to-head advantage there, because potentially both Florida and Georgia could have one more loss in conference play in their future.
Hey, Chip, John Forkett here. My question is this: when you were talking about the Georgia, look, all Georgia's got to do is win out, and they're in a four-man team playoff. I mean, they don't lose another game, and that takes them to the SEC, and they win it. So Georgia's going to be fine, or either Florida, one of them two teams. But my take is this: when you look at the other teams that played this past weekend, you know, you had Oklahoma and Texas. Everybody's talking about Hurts being the Heisman Trophy candidate and this, that, there. My take was he went into the game, didn't show me that he's the Heisman Trophy guy. And I watched that Oklahoma-Texas game, and I'm seeing it's going to be another rematch for the championship of the Big 12 between Oklahoma and Texas. Is that your same take?
Wow, a lot there. Look, I think Oklahoma is going to win the national championship, but I think Joe Burrow is going to win the Heisman Trophy. So, I mean, it's not a Heisman thing for Jalen Hurts. It's the fact that he makes them a national championship team, where Kyler Murray or Baker Mayfield just made him a college football playoff team. He takes them over the top, and I think that it is because of what he's able to do with his legs and the fact that he gives them a power run game, something that Oklahoma hasn't always had. I know the interceptions aren't a good look for him if you're talking about the Heisman Trophy discussion, but I think that what he's going to be able to do against the best teams in the country as a rushing threat are the reasons why I like Oklahoma to win the championship.
Speaking with Chip Patterson, CBSSports.com, at Chip_Patterson. You know, when you take a look at some of the other matchups that took place last weekend, anything else kind of stand out to you that you were surprised? I mean, was, I guess 47-28 isn't close, but there was certain moments in that game where Alabama was somewhat tested for a second.
No, not at all.
All right.
No,
I'm trying. You realize this is what I have to do every week. They're up. They're favored by like 35 against Tennessee. You got Western Kentucky or something later on in the season before Auburn. I'm just, other than LSU, I'm just trying to make it seem like they're at least in after practice for the game.
So they draw South Carolina as they're in Tennessee from the other division. Goodness gracious, that is so easy. And, yeah, like after this game against Tennessee, then you're going to play Arkansas, the worst team in the SEC West, who we're just not going to see Alabama challenged until LSU. And I think that works in LSU's favor. I think the fact that Tigers are battle-tested going into Bryant-Denny Stadium on November 9th, I mean, that's why I'm going to pick LSU to win that game.
Chip, I got one for you. What happened to Clemson? Why has everybody jumped off Clemson just because they were a close game against University of North Carolina? It's one game. It happens to all football teams. You have a game, you don't play well. How has Clemson just kind of fell off everybody's radar?
I don't think they fell off everyone's radar as much as other teams are moving ahead of it. You know, one thing to look at the college football playoff and the poll in terms of an up and down thing, but if it were a race, it's just the fact that it feels like an Ohio State has gotten a little bit farther. They're showing that championship form that you need in December. They're starting to show it in September and October. You know, the Oklahoma Sooners, you know, they've got wins. LSU, they've got crucial wins that are going to be able to push them further along, closer to the finish line. But I'll tell you what, I'm in North Carolina, and at Clemson, they're not panicked one bit because they know that championships aren't won in October. They're won in December and January. And so as long as they've got that championship form when it matters the most at the end of the season, and as long as they're going to be able to continue their winning ways, then they'll be fine. But it's not as much everyone giving up as much as being distracted by a loaded national championship contention field. And that's a great thing, right? Like, we came into the season just being like, what, Alabama and Clemson, just fast forward to the end
Good
of the
point.
Year so that we can have them play again. And that's just not what's happened in 2019 in college football. I think that's a great thing. People aren't bailing on Clemson. It's just more like, all right, we'll check in with you after you're done wiping up the ACC.
Well, you know what's going to happen when he gets playoff time. You know they're going to say, okay, ACC winner, Clemson. SEC winner, LSU, Alabama, Georgia, Florida. Big 12, Oklahoma. Big 10, probably Ohio State. That's your four playoff teams.
Well, you mentioned
it's the
Ohio
same
State.
Teams.
Look, Penn State's facing Michigan this weekend, and still to come, Penn State, Ohio State. Can the Nittany Lions present a challenge for the Buckeyes? Can they win the conference?
Yeah. And how about this? the SEC ain't the only conference that might get two teams in this year. Ooh, I mean, ooh. Big Ten, if Penn State beats Ohio State and goes on to win the Big Ten championship, and Ohio State only has one loss, and it's to Penn State, I think given how dominant Ohio State has been, Ohio State will have a great case to be in the college football playoff. I think that that is the kind of scenario, if you are Clemson, that's why you can't lose. Because I don't think it's as easy as conference champion in, conference champion in. Mm. If you're Oklahoma, that's why you can't lose. Because it's not as easy as conference champion in, conference champion in. Clemson and Oklahoma, if they take any loss, one loss, now all of a sudden you're going to be in danger of losing a college football playoff spot to either a second team from the SEC. And honestly, man, I'm kind of over Florida and Georgia. They're great, and I think that they're going to compete well for the SEC East title, but I just think Alabama and LSU are operating at a different level. I think Ohio State, Penn State, and Wisconsin are operating at a different level. Now, I think that that is the really fascinating playoff conundrum right now, because both the SEC and the Big Ten are the only conferences that have multiple teams that really, at this point in the season, look like national championship contenders.
2 minutes left here, Chip. Oregon, Washington, a top 25 matchup. The Ducks are 12, Huskies 25th. Is there any shot a Pac-12 can kind of sneak up there at all?
I think that Oregon has to win at Washington. Then they've got to win at Arizona State. And then they've got to win at USC. So while Oregon still can make the college football playoff, I think the pertinent question right now is whether you trust Oregon enough to win all three of those tough road games. My answer is no. I think it might be a moot point after this weekend. I'm picking Washington to win that game.
Good point. Hey, Chip, tell everybody what we got coming up this weekend.
Buddy, you know the Cover 3 podcast is locked and loaded. I mean, just locks on locks on locks. Game previews of the biggest game. We've been just providing that awesome content for you. Then instant reactions on Saturday night. 1 a.m., we're breaking it all down, our raw thoughts on what happened on a Saturday. And then at 10 Central, so 11 Eastern time, 10 y'all's time, fire up that CBS Sports HQ. You can get it on your Roku, your Apple TV, on your mobile device, CBSSportsHQ.com. We've got an hour-long pregame show. Game day, big noon Saturday, come at us. We've got you with the best pregame show. It's on CBS Sports HQ, 11 a.m. Eastern, 10 y'all's time, CBSSportsHQ.com, previewing all the games, giving out winners. It's where the real fun is.
Where's the college football theme song?
Yeah, we need the we need.
I didn't get. I was looking forward to that 3 weeks in a row.
The trumpet.
Come on,
here we go.
Hold on, man. Let me get the trumpet out of the closet. Let me get.
There it is. I love Chip. At Chip_Patterson, man. Always appreciate it. Look forward to 2 o'clock Central every Thursday. Thank you so much, man. Enjoy the time.
All right, sounds good. Y'all be well.
Well, he's excited, isn't he?
I'm with you. No, look,
I had to get that in.
We're going on 10 years, right? The Sports Hangover this January will be 10 years. We've had him from the beginning. When Larry used to work at CBSSports.com, that's how we came across it and met Chip and seen him go from basically like intern status, blogger, writes like that, to now he's used a ton. And
he's
been
very
on
knowledgeable.
CBS News, 60 Minutes, all this other stuff. So, he loves college football. And he covers college basketball, too. So he's our go-to on the national perspective. Because sometimes it's nice to kind of look at the bigger and greater pictures as we go to break. Because that's the thing that stood out to me right today where he said, hey, the Big Ten. Because I was seeing you shake your head. You're like, Penn State, which is why I asked him, can Penn State do it? And I didn't even finish
my
statement.
They play at home, they got a shot. If they play
in remember, I didn't even finish my statement. He heard yes, they can beat Ohio State. So, again, I want to see if that happens or not. Mr. John Forkay is going to take a quick break during this next segment while I talk with Lee Sterling because he has a chicken Caesar wrap in front of him and some fresh, delicious fries. Don't you spill on that brand new tablecloth. I'm just saying.
We got on him quick.
Yeah, I banned Jordan on too. You see, there you go. He's going to make sure he goes to the other table.
Thank you, John.
Thank you, John. We waited 4 years for a logo tablecloth. So
try not to mess it up in the first week.
Sports Hangover continues next. We're live
over at Vinny's, 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie. Third hour is always brought to you by Avenue Wine and Spirits, the home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. We'll be there tomorrow. Stop by and say hi to us, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, next on ESPN New Orleans.
Spirits has one of the largest and most diverse wine and spirit selections in the city. At 2025 St. Charles Avenue, Avenue Wine Spirits has some of the rarest bourbons, wines, and Japanese whiskeys, like 18-year-old Yamasaki. Avenue Wine and Spirits sells wine by the glass, and they've got free delivery for orders over $20. Dial 504-522-3864. Never show up empty-handed to a watch party again. Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue.
When your lawn need to be cut, demand a machine that's built to mow the distance. Gravely Mowers always answer the call. From sunrise to sundown since 1916. Zero turns that never quit. Intuitive, easy to use controls, and accommodating all day riding comfort. Find the Gravely Mower to help you get the job done right. Neil's Small Engines with three locations, LaRose, Homa, and Thibodeau. 40 years strong. Call 985-693-3347. 985-693-3347.
Advanced Eye Institute in Cutoff is your hometown eye care provider. Dr. Darby Chasson is here to serve the eye care needs of your entire family. Full-service eye medical and vision services are provided in a friendly atmosphere. For the latest in designer frames to advancements in astigmatism and bifocal contact lenses, call Advanced Eye Institute at 985-632-2884 for your appointment today, or visit their website at visionsource-drdarbychasson.com.
Megan here with Vision Communications. Have you checked out Vision's Lightwave TV yet? With Lightwave TV, you get a more modern interactive program guide, better search features, true multi-room DVR, access to new channels, and so much more. Upgrade to Lightwave TV today and pay only $65 a month. That's only $65 a month and includes two set-top boxes and DVR service. Call today for offer details and to learn more about Lightwave TV, a better way to watch. From Vision Communications, bringing you a better vision.
Your life is mobile. So is your bank. As a State Bank and Trust Company account holder, you can check your balances, view transactions, transfer funds, and pay bills anywhere or anytime with State Bank and Trust Company's online banking or mobility app. Call or stop by any State Bank and Trust location for all the details. State Bank and Trust Company. Cajun banking. Served just the way you like it. Member FDIC.
Join us on Saturdays from 10 to noon for the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair for the latest in high school, college, and professional sports from your local sports experts. That's the Sports Corner presented by Terrebonne General Medical Center Community Sports Institute with Stan Gravois and Casey Gisclair on Saturday from 10 to noon right here on ESPN 100.3.
Got a hot take?
I've got something to say.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003 or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA.
I'm a communicator.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Welcome back. It's the Sports Hangover live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive over in Metairie. Right around this time on Thursdays, I'd like to chat with Mr. Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports, ParamountSports.com at Paramount Sports. It's the way to check him out over on Twitter. Lee, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing well. Can't complain. So ready for another weekend. Hopefully the refs don't ruin my Sunday and Monday.
Oh, here we go. It's all about – look, according to Roger Goodell, everything's fine. Everything is fine. There's nothing wrong.
No, I'm sitting there watching. And there's a couple games that had no effect on. But I'm sitting at my man cave with a good friend of mine who is a high school and college official. Mm-hmm. And we're watching these games. I mean, Monday was an absolute debauchery, but there were six calls on Sunday where pass interference was involved and the coach challenged it.
Challenged, yep.
They were all clearly should have gone the way the coach, you know, the challenge went. And they just refused to overturn these calls. And I guess it's not going to exist next year. They if you're going to have it, you have to at least be fair with it. And it's a big problem right now.
So what you're saying is one in 25, right? They're one out of 25?
I can't remember the one.
It's not fair. Yeah, exactly. No, that's my point.
Like
literally,
that.
there's been one successful challenge out of about 25 or 27 or something like that.
Yeah,
let's get to this week's games.
That's what it is, 1 in 25?
Yeah, I think it's 1 in 25 or 1 in 27, something like that. It was 1 in 25 before Monday night.
So it's 1 in 27 then.
Exactly. Memphis and Tulane, we've talked about this already on our show. It's nuts. It's been a long, long time since they've won over there. It hasn't been good games. And I watched that Memphis Navy game. I'm like, yep, that's Memphis. You know, they could be trailing, and they have that big playability. They're favored by 6 against Tulane. They're getting so much attention this week. You just really hate for them to suffer a setback. They're right outside the top 25. How do you see this one on Saturday?
Well, even if they lose, I wouldn't consider it a setback. I mean, these two teams are pretty evenly matched. Now, there is an advantage for Tulane. Their offensive coordinator was at Memphis last year. The crazy thing is Memphis's red zone problems, number 101 out of 130 teams on offense and number 109 on defense. I don't think they're as bad as those numbers indicate. I think they'll start probably going back towards the mean. Tulane defense on the road versus a team with skill positions that are really good, that's what scares me here. And the Memphis offense, pretty balanced. Last week they were 200 rushing yards, 266 passing yards. Fell a little short against a team in Temple that plays well at home as a dog. And Memphis, this is where they do their best work, 10-1 against the spread, run at home. I like Memphis here in this game, 36-28, but it should be an exciting one.
Alabama, Tennessee, wow. Their schedule's incredible. I mean, basically LSU, right? And in the Iron Bowl will be the two times that they're supposed to be tested. Tennessee's bad. Do you think Alabama here just flexes the muscles and covers?
Well, they could. I mean, these Alabama games have come down to the last possession, it seems like, as far as the spread is concerned. You know, thank you know what for that win for Tennessee last week, that host who was in Knoxville, who was on top of the building. They don't win that game, and he's going to be up there for a long time. So that was a crazy thing he did, but he had some guts, and I do think Tennessee has improved here. The problem is, what have they improved over last year? You know, when the last couple of years, and they just got blitzed against Alabama, maybe 2-3 points. I think more the quarterback, you know, he's good, but a true freshman quarterback against these type of blitz schemes, big problem here. This is not Mississippi State's defense and the Vols. How about this? The last 27 SEC games, they're 9-18. Against the spread here. 12 straight for Bama, make it 13. Bama big, 55-17.
So I asked Eric Alexander, who won a national championship with LSU and the Patriots, and he was here last hour, and I said, is there a real thing called a letdown? Can it happen? LSU, 19-point favorite against Mississippi State. I'm surprised because you would think it'd be a little bit bigger because Mississippi State isn't that good this year with their offense. How do you see this one shaking out Saturday afternoon?
Well, I think maybe 3 to 4 points is probably thrown in there because of, you know, this is a trap game, you know, right in between two big games for LSU. But Mississippi State played really one decent offense this year, which was Auburn, and they gave up 56 points. Auburn did anything they want with them here, and offense is their offense just getting worse by the week. They're getting exposed. Mississippi State defense, they've allowed Tennessee's offense to gain 6.1 yards per play last week. I just imagining what LSU is going to do here, going to get pretty ugly. Burrow now 25 touchdowns, 3 interceptions, and completing a mind-numbing 80% of his passes. And problem for Mississippi State is Joe Moorhead, now he's starting to rotate the quarterbacks. He can't make up his mind, possessions or quarters. He just keeps rotating them in and out. And I think he's officially on the hot seat here. Give me LSU big, 45-21.
Ooh, hot seat up there in Starkville. Seattle and Baltimore, as we transition to the NFL, I'm hearing a lot this week about Russell Wilson being the MVP front runner. A lot this week about Seattle being the best team in the NFC. They're hosting Baltimore here in a fun battle of QBs. How you see this one going?
It is, and both offenses are similar with scrambling quarterbacks and power running backs. For Seattle, it's Chris Carson, and you have Baltimore having Mark Ingram. Here's the problem for Baltimore. Big-time problems on special teams. All kinds of errors, drop punts. Their coverages have been horrible. And defensive mistakes, just having breaks in the secondary. And they're, you know, obviously they, when you acquire a top corner mid-season, you realize that that's a big problem here. I like Seattle. I think they win this game here 30-23.
Bears and the Saints. Chicago 3-point favorite yesterday, for what it's worth, on the injury report. No Jared Cook, no Alvin Kamara. Let's see what happens. The Saints go and sign a tight end and go sign a running back for this week. So it kind of makes me feel like maybe you won't see either, if not at least one of them. Against that defense, man, it's going to be tough for the Saints.
It is. And I mean, Cook's play last week was incredible. That catch he had in the end zone. And their two defensive ends just dominated the Jacksonville two tackles. Now, they're going to have to play, I think, that well against Chicago to come out with a win. Chicago's a team, you know, coming off the bye, 2 weeks to mull over that 24-21 loss to the Raiders in London. Big-time loss for them. But they are 17-6 against the spread the last 24 home games. And even though Chicago throws short, very similar to Jacksonville, do a lot of crossing routes. So Jacksonville did not want to. They just run a lot of patterns, and you gotta pick some guys off because those Saints cornerbacks and slot cover corners are amazing. I like Chicago in a very close game here, 20-13.
Game of the week, folks, if you want Auburn and poor Arkansas. You said hot seat. Could Chad Morris be on a hot seat?
Yeah, believe it. I mean, there's coaches now. It's happened after 1 year. They're done, one and done. You know, they realize it's a mistake. I think that he's going to get one more year, but certainly his quarterbacks, I mean, Nick Starkel, who people thought was going to be better, also, Ben Hicks, he looked, whatever quarterbacks go to Arkansas, it just seems like they get worse. But they played well last week. I mean, as a team, they're right in it and probably should have won that Kentucky game. So if they want to get Auburn, Arkansas, is this a trap game? Just call 800-400-9741. And how about this, Gustin? We have a new promotion. It's the Autumn Annihilator. 12 games combined Saturday and Sunday that I've chosen. I'm so sure I'm going to have a winning record, go 7-5 or better. If I don't, you get the rest of October free of my executive phone service. So Autumn Annihilator, just $100 for 12 games. It's available right now, ParamountSports.com.
At Paramount Sports, the way to follow them over on Twitter, ParamountSports.com as well. Always a pleasure, man. We'll talk next weekly.
Sounds good. See you, guys.
Yep, for sure. How was the chicken wrap?
Very good.
I told you the wraps are good, right?
I've had a wrap here a long time. Yeah. Very good. Very good. I don't eat half of it. I don't eat. I tell you.
What happened, by the way, mid wrap?
Oh, the juices flowing, coming right out. Thank God I moved off the off the table.
All I hear is to my right, John, go, look, there's a puddle of juice right there.
Yeah, I'd be buying a new ESPN and the Pelicans.
It's nice, right? It's your first time to see the Pelicans logo and
I like that.
ESPN logo.
That is very nice.
It's nice, really nice.
Who handles it? Does it go to you or does it go to...
Trust me, the both of us, it's gently, with care.
It's like in a safe...
Well,
close to it.
I'll put it to you this way. We place it on a desk in the studio back over in the office when we're not using, so it stays nice and unwrinkled.
Yes.
Yeah, it's a prized possession.
When you travel with it, you put it in the back seat and you put the seatbelt over it.
Well, it's white. So
Yeah, that is.
I have to be every morning. Yes. There's no throwing it in the trunk or anything.
No, please don't.
Hey, let's take a break. We come back. We did this with the AFC.
Yep.
Let's look at the NFC because I mentioned it just now to Lee.
Yeah, you did.
There's a lot of people that feel Seattle's the best team in the NFC and that Russell Wilson's your MVP candidate. Again, we're not the halfway point, but we're starting to get an idea of a few teams. We're live at Vinny's, 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie. Tomorrow we'll be at Avenue Wine and Spirits. They sponsor our number 3 of the Sports Hangover. They are your home for the rarest wines and spirits in the New Orleans area. 2025 St. Charles Avenue is the address. If you get anything over $20, they'll even deliver it to you for free. 522-3864. When we come back, we'll talk a little NFC in the NFL here as well. It's the Sports Hangover on your home for Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans. Jets, I thought.
It's the Ram Power Days event going on now at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, and Homa. Come and get a great deal on a Ram today. See all their new commercial trucks and vans. Southland Dodge has the perfect vehicle for your business with Ram's long-lasting new pickups or their efficient new Ram work vans. Choosing the right ones should be easy. Get more for your business with a new Ram truck or van at Southland Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, Fiat, 6161 West Park Avenue in Homa. Here for you yesterday, today, and tomorrow.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
If you're considering buying or selling a home, here's what people are saying about Pat Pennison of Ladder and Bloom Real Estate in Houma. He is responsive to clients' expectations. Pat really understands the market. Pat Pennison can help you develop pricing strategy to maximize earnings. He can also help you navigate through the sales process. Pat Pennison of Ladder and Bloom Real Estate in Houma, there's a name you can trust. Call 985-791-4952 if you're considering buying or selling a home.
The UPS store in Houma does much more than shipping. They offer a wide range of products and services to help and support small business owners and individuals. They offer packing, freight, international shipping, large format printing banners, shredding, faxing, mailbox rental, and more. Your UPS store is your one-stop store for business and more. Located on Martin Luther King Boulevard across from Chick-fil-A in Houma. Check them out on Facebook. That's the UPS store on Martin Luther King Boulevard in Houma.
So, you guys want to tailgate with us before the big game?
I'd love to, but I think Will is coming down with the flu.
Make the right call this season. Get your flu shot today at Total Urgent Care in Cutoff. Open 7 days a week from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. weekdays and 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. weekends with no appointments needed or long wait times. Make the right call this flu season. Get your flu shot today at Total Urgent Care in Cutoff on Highway 3162 in front of Walmart. For more information, go to mytotalurgentcare.com.
What's the Call? Associated Pump and Supply with 30 years plus of dewatering experience. Our staff will size up your job and solve your drainage issues in no time. From large-scale municipal dewatering projects to smaller residential jobs. Call Associated Pump and Supply, 985-851-7077 or visit AssociatedPump.com. Associated Pump and Supply, a proud sponsor of the Nicholls State Colonels.
Join POV Magazine and The Settlement at Live Oak in Thibodaux on Friday, October 18th at 6 p.m. for the first ever POV pop-up Thibodaux tailgate. Food and shopping with live music sponsored by Stellar Media and a game zone sponsored by ESPN Radio. Visit POVpopup.com for more information.
If you want results for your advertising dollar, call me, Terry the Tiger Harris, account executive for ESPN Radio 100.3 FM. If you want your business to be top of mind, then invest your advertising dollar on ESPN 100.3 FM. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM covers from Morgan City all the way to New Orleans. Help your bottom line and make your cash register ring. Call me, Terry Harris. ESPN Radio 100.3 FM, 95-859-4744.
Adventure, intrigue, mystery, romance.
It's a storm of entertainment that brings down the house.
Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill on ESPN 100.3 FM and ESPN 1003.com.
Welcome back. Sports Hangover. John Forcade with us on this Thursday. It's nice seeing you, man. It's been like a couple of months.
It's been a while. Nice. I had two operations in the last 2 months, so kind of put me down.
Yeah,
so.
But here, that's the bad aspect of it. But here's the good thing. You're 50 pounds lighter.
50 pounds lighter, and I'm going to go another 10 more pounds.
Another 10 more?
If I go another 10 more pounds, I'll be back what I played when I was with the Saints.
Really? What's that?
225.
225?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yep. I'm going to get down, dude.
I'm 17 pounds away from you, from your target date. Well, I was. At the end of vacation, 208.
Yeah, but see, you were different.
I showed up to Vermont 198. 199. I left Vermont 208.
Yeah, but you got that little stocky.
I think I'm down to like 202 now.
You just sweat it off.
No, you're telling me no. Don't call me puffy. Ooh. I can read your lips over there. I am not puffed up totally.
You took my weight.
You boned up.
I did. You've lost 10.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm looking good.
Okay. You were doing so
He's also well. Wearing a lot baggier clothes, I noticed.
No, that's because I lost a lot of weight.
What size you are again?
I could probably fit in a regular XL.
Oh, the double X, huh?
No.
Well, shirts that we're eventually going to get here, my friend? I got you a double X, so.
Well, I mean, I think it'll be fine. I like my shirts a little baggy.
You, my friend, are in the double X department. You better be careful.
Oh, no, this is a large.
Yeah, exactly.
This is a large.
It is definitely a large. It's been spray painted on you as a large.
You've stretched it out to an extra large.
You might want to go to that extra large.
Well, the problem with the XLs, they're too long. I'm 5'7". An XL's too long.
Stick them in your pants,
cut it.
Dude. Go get them hamper. No,
can.
They ain't that. They ain't that much longer.
Come tuck it. Tuck
it in.
But
the L, you can kind of see a little the guns a little bit.
The guns.
You can't.
No, you can't. All right. So we talked about Alvin Kamara maybe not playing on Sunday. Now, Jared Cook, it's just listed as ankle. We haven't seen a report of a high ankle issue or something like that. We saw him kind of tweak it in the game on Sunday. Teddy, though, on getting Jared Cook going, we've seen him be used a lot more. And again, I've said this after the first 2 weeks, Saints fans wanted to call him a bust. I'm like, they got to throw the football to him. I mean,
2 times a game ain't going to get it.
No, in week one was 2 targets. Week 2 against the Rams, he had 7 targets, a couple of drops. I get it. But that game, you just throw away. I mean, when you lose Drew Brees in the game, everything goes to in a handbasket. In week 3, he had 3 targets, 2 catches. So after week 3, people were like, oh, there he is. He's Kobe Fleener. I'm like, hold on. They're not throwing him the football. Jared Cook isn't going left, and the football's going right. You know, I mean, literally Kobe Fleener went the wrong way on game day. That's not the case here. You have to throw the football. To him. Teddy, I'm getting Cook going here.
Big guy like that who's fast, strong, physical, and you know when you throw it in his vicinity, he's going to probably come down with the catch. So it's very good to get a guy like him going, and he's a guy with a high motor, and we love that about him.
When you face a defense like the Bears and you have a front sort of like that, how important can the tight end be? Give me some quarterback talk here. Well, why can the tight end be an important aspect in this game?
I'll say this much. Sean Payton is going to go into this football game quick releasing the football, short, quick passing attacks to maybe the tight end, you know, flats, button hooks real quick, doing something, you know, under 10 yards. You don't have time to sit back there, not with Mac coming off the edge and some of these other guys. So they'll try to throw the ball quick. They'll get the ball to the outside maybe, you know, the quick slants. It's all going to be a quick passing game. He will not have a lot of time back there. If that's what Sean Payton's feeling, if the O-line is protecting everything, you can go with it. But right now I think they'll come out and do the quick stuff. And if you got a tight end that you can use – you know, he's a big boy now. He's 6'4", 6'5", 6'6", in that range. Can go up and get the football. That's a major plus for you if you got a big tight end that's rangy enough to catch the ball.
You mentioned about ball security. Teddy touched on that yesterday.
Yeah, definitely. And every week you talk about ball security and, you know, just protecting the football. But when you look at the tape and you understand the way this defense flies around, Khalil's making plays up front, their entire defensive line. Then you look at the guys on the back end with Bojack and Ha-Ha, Fuller, Prince, all those guys, man. They're making plays, and we understand that they're going to be, you know, trying to create turnovers. They're at home, trying to continue to just find different ways to help them win football games as well.
Akeem Hicks being placed in IR earlier this week, I think that was a big thing for the Bears to lose him, but he mentioned Khalil Mack.
Yeah.
I mean, well, goodness.
You know, they lost to the Raiders in London.
Yeah.
You know how the Raiders beat them, right? They ran a football on them.
Well, and you said Latavius Murray could be somebody.
Think that Sean's thinking the same thing. We can shorten the game down time-wise, run the football, and maybe you'll get a break here and there, pop someone, and maybe the Washington kid will play well, Murray will play well, and throw the ball quick. Because if it's a battle and they're still fighting it out, duking out, man, you got to deal with that pass rush. And granted, I like the Saints
line. I'm going to say this. And by no means am I saying they're not good.
Who's that?
The Bears this year their defense.
They're
but
they're
3-2.
Right.
Last year, you know.
Last year was a little bit
I don't
weird.
Know if they look the same as they did last year.
I agree.
Now, again, Vic Fangio is the head coach over at Denver, different coordinator.
Chuck Pagano's there.
I don't know if it's the same or not, but do they look as dominant on defense as they did last year?
No, that's the thing. They don't. They don't. You know, earlier last year.
And by no means am I saying they're not good.
I know what you're saying.
Last year.
I said the same thing. Last year, they looked dominating. I mean, they when Matt got at the beginning of the season, like, whoa.
Yeah.
Ooh, you know, but they wasn't doing it on anything offensively. They were winning ball games strictly by their defense. Same thing's happening this year. The defense played well, has played well. The offense still hasn't gotten nowhere near what they want to get. But the defense has not played as well as it did at the beginning of the last year.
I understand. They lost 10-3, so they gave up 10 to the Packers in week one in a game that was just bad offensively.
Right.
They won 16-14 against Denver. That's a weak offense.
Yep.
They're really bad. Washington, they won 15. They won 31-15. The Redskins, we saw that Monday night game. That game was bad.
Mm.
Both two out of the three touchdown passes for Trubisky, he was rolling out. So they have to roll him outside the pocket. Against the Vikings, they won 16-6. Look, that was an impressive win because the Vikings are a good team, I think. But that was also the game in which, you know, the receivers came out from Minnesota and said, we got to throw the ball down the field and all that. You know, so.
Yep.
And then last week, they lost 24-21. So that's the Bears' season so far. They're not a team that's going to put up a lot of points.
Pull up points up.
And again, does defenses have some low-scoring wins? But they're very bad offenses they face. Now,
right.
That said, this is not the vaunted Saints offense right now.
Correct.
This is not that
right.
Same offense that Drew's in. And now you take Kamara out, and Cook, I think, plays, but... You know, look, it makes sense. Don't practice him until you have to go play him, you know, and go do it. But, I think, like, this is a game, like Jordan said back on Tuesday. You know what? This is where Taysom Hill can play a huge role in this, you know?
Use him.
Because he's strong. He can run. Let him throw the football down the field. Do some things where Teddy throws it to him behind the line of scrimmage, and then he chunks it down.
I was going to say that maybe
open up the playbook.
Maybe he could slot into where Alvin Kamara would get in at slot position or position. Throw him the ball.
Jordan, you've been when we were all at training camp this year. We saw Taysom Hill line up as a receiver. We saw Taysom Hill line up as a running back and be handed off the football. And saw Taysom Hill line up in the backfield and be thrown the football like a wheel route and such. We have yet to see that, right?
Correct.
We have yet to see that this year.
The only thing scares me, though, is he's your backup. If something would happen to
Agreed.
Teddy, and you
Agreed.
Got him out there running five routes and this and that.
Agree.
So yeah, they got to space him.
If Drew Brees is that close to coming back,
feel
like.
But he'll be limited out.
You can't
say he'll be out.
You still can't. Drew Brees will not be suiting up. So who you got next? You got Marstead as your punter.
I think Ted Ginn.
Ted Ginn or
honestly,
somebody.
You got to
be cautious of what you do with Hill. Just for the fact that
right.
something
Which
were to happen.
Which is why we haven't seen a lot of Taysom
right.
Hill, because
right.
you're right. Because
yeah.
all it takes, look, a simple handoff and the right placement of a helmet on his, and he's dinked.
Yep.
And he's out.
Yep.
And again, that's not saying that Teddy, but that limits my play calling all of a sudden as a coach. He's not rolling out as much, and, you know, he's in the gun. Because if he does get hit or hurt, now I have a receiver playing quarterback. And again, that's a lot of ifs.
Ifs, yeah, but it could happen.
Right.
I mean, we got to be – when you put a player on the field who also is another position, for example, Hill going in and playing what he's done, even if he's out there to block a few times,
Correct.
You can still get hurt, rolled over. A guy can roll under your leg.
Yeah.
You got to be very cautious, because if you lose Teddy now – and you don't have Teddy for the next two games, and all you got is Hill. Who's backing him up? And, you know, you got to bring another quarterback in until you get back to quarterback.
All right, we'll take the quick break, and when we come back, we'll go over to the NFC, some teams that may have surprised you and haven't. It's funny, you know, Jason Garrett.
Yep.
We'll see if he's still the head coach next segment. Oh, my goodness, Dallas. Imagine covering that team. Sports Hangover continues next. Final segment from Vinny's 3217 Ridge Lake Drive in Metairie next on ESPN New Orleans.
Customer needs assistance and appliances.
Are you tired of waiting in the big box stores?
Customer needs assistance in appliances. Never mind. Customer went to Rod's Superstore.
Some folks call it autumn. Some call it fall. Here in South Louisiana, we call it football season. And when you're ready to get your tailgating done the right way, head to Rod's Superstore. Rod's is now an authorized Blaze barbecue grill and accessory dealer. With the Blaze limited lifetime warranty and a selection of grills, side burners, and flat top burners, along with refrigerators and outdoor island, will make any backyard a getaway. Rod's Superstore has home appliances by Frigidaire Pro, Sub-Zero, Wolf, KitchenMaid, Whirlpool, and Maytag. Refrigerators and freezers, ranges and dishwashers, washers and gas and electric dryers. All this and factory-trained in-house service for their customers only. Why not Rod's Superstore, 808 Barrow Street in Houma.
Every favorite has been reborn. The Caddyshack Bar and Grill is now Vinny's Caddyshack. Come check out the newly renovated bar, revamped liquor selection, and be sure to grab one of our specialty cocktails. If you are looking for a great lunch or want to unwind after a long day at the office, then look no further than Vinny's. Join us for the best happy hour in town, and we're open until 5 a.m. every night. Come see the all-new Vinny's at 3217 Ridgelake Drive in Metairie.
Medications can be scary sometimes, but necessary for our health and well-being. Lady of the Sea Community Pharmacy's staff are trained in finding you the lowest cost available on your medications. Stop by with your prescriptions or medicine bottles and let one of us review your options. Patients who take their medications as prescribed have better health outcomes. Stop by one of our pharmacies today, located in Rouse's Supermarket on Highway 3235 in La Rose, or at Lady of the Sea Medical Clinic in Cutoff. We treat you like family at Lady of the Sea.
Do you think all premium fuels are the same? Well, your engine doesn't. New Shell V-Power Nitro Plus helps keep your engine running like new because it's engineered to defend against four main engine threats: gunk, wear, corrosion, and friction. So next time, choose Shell's most advanced fuel ever. It's fuel for thought. In engines that continuously use Shell V-Power Nitro Plus premium gasoline.
Join ESPN 100.3 FM on Monday evenings at 6 live from Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodaux for the Nicholls State Coaches Show with Coach Tim Rebo. Join your host, the voice of the Colonels, Brian Johnson, as he interviews coaches, players, and adds insight on upcoming games. Along with Nicholls State athletic updates, you'll enjoy great pizza, calzone, salads, pasta, and wraps from Rotolo's Pizzeria in Thibodaux. Join ESPN 100.3 FM on Mondays at 6 with Coach Tim Rebo and go Colonels.
To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit veteranscrisisline.net for confidential support.
Got a hot take?
Everybody listen up.
Let's hear it. Call us at 800-998-1003.
Answer that phone.
Or tweet us at ESPN Radio NOLA. Now, back to the Sports Hangover with Gus Kattengill.
Over to the NFC we go. NFC East. Eagles 3-3, Dallas 3-3, Giants 2-4. It's remarkable when you think about it. Everyone's talked about how bad they are. They're only one game out of the top spot. And Washington, they already fired their coach. They're 1-5. You know, look, it's crazy. The week leading to the Saints game, you could not put on an ESPN show nationally.
Oh, it was all...
You could not put on a national show.
I know what you're going to say.
Colin Cowherd, Dak Prescott is a $40
million quarterback.
Ezekiel Elliott, not since Emmitt Smith. Have we seen a run it? They've lost three straight.
Yes. It just goes to show you that you got to play against the teams that are the good teams to show that you're worth $40 million.
$40 million.
I said this all along when people would ask, you know, on shows, and I said, hey, you know, he's going to get paid because that's what the rate is to pay quarterback. But he is nowhere near the top 10 quarterback in all of NFL football. He's going to give him his money. Hey, look, get your little 25, 28 million, 30 million, whatever it may be, going about your business, and then get cut a couple of years later because that's what they're going to end up doing with him.
You take a look at the NFC North. Packers 5-1, Vikings 4-2, Bears 3-2, Detroit 2-2. Lots of people saying that's the best division right now in football. I think they're tough outs, that's for sure.
Yeah.
I like Minnesota. I think Minnesota's a good team. I'm not buying Green Bay on that defense. I think they've gotten fortunate in some of their – now, at the end of the day, though, John, you have to find a way to win.
Right.
They've
right.
lost one. They've won five.
Right. And, so, and then people say you're not buying their defense. I'm not really sold yet on the offense.
Either.
You know, they're not scoring
they
a lot of
points.
They can't
run the football.
They don't run the ball well. And it's all or nothing with Aaron Rodgers. So that's a toss-up in that division. And, look, Detroit is a lot better – they could be undefeated right now. I have one loss.
That's
they,
a very tie, good point.
They beginning of the season, they tied Arizona after they'd blown a two-touchdown lead in the fourth quarter.
Yeah.
And then they had to, they won against Green Bay. That's two bad blown calls by the officials.
The NFC South, obviously we know the Saints are 5-1, Panthers 4-2, Bucks 2-4, Falcons 1-5. Quinn's in trouble in Atlanta. Tampa's got a tough stretch now that they have started playing, you know, overseas recently. And again, you look at the Panthers, the news this week is Cam Newton's going to practice.
Right.
Right? Coming off the bye, and he's going to practice after this bye week. They're off this week, as is Tampa. Kyle Allen's won four straight. If I'm Ron Rivera was about to be fired.
Correct.
The way the season started.
He did, yep.
He's now 4-2. One game. Okay, Saints slip up this week.
They tied.
They got the same record, essentially.
That's a shame.
what do you do if you're the Panthers?
Well, I'm thinking this is going to happen. I go with keep Allen in there as my quarterback because you went 4-0 and you beat some good quality teams. You're doing a lot of good things there offensively. That ain't what Ron's going to do. He's going to go back to Cam Newton. I feel it. I think it's going to happen because you feel like when a guy got hurt, that's how the other guy got to play. My quarterback's healthy. We've got a bye week. He'll be healthy. Bring him. Boom. He's going to put him back in. So I think the best thing going for the Saints is the fact let Cam Newton play because – he's horrible. He's not playing very well, and I think he'll lose more games before Allen does.
And then finally, the NFC West, 49ers, Seahawks, Cardinals is what you will see here. Obviously, Arizona will come to town next week. They're 2-3. Kyler Murray, have you been surprised by his play? He was the NFC Offensive Player of the Week this week.
Well, look, I'm surprised because of the fact that a couple of games he's been – down so much, and they throw the ball a lot.
Okay.
You're going to get your yardages. You're going to get your reception. You're going to get all that. That's great. But it's about the wins and losses that's coming down to the fact. Two wins already. Okay, great. But let's see how the season goes. I mean, I could pick any quarterback, and you play him in much, and you throw 40-something times a game, 50 times a game. You're going to get the yardage.
So the 49ers, which are the top of this division, they've allowed 64 points.
They got a
in
good
their
defense.
Games. Okay. Now, look, I know they had a bye, so there's one game less.
Right.
Arizona has given up 171. They've given up more points than any team in the NFL. 171. By contrast, the Saints, 122.
Yeah, let me just briefly go back.
That's 51. I mean,
who coaches the team in Arizona?
It's an offensive
coach. Have you ever seen him when he used to be at Texas Tech?
Yeah.
They used to give – they scored 300 points a game and give up 400 points a game. So that's what – this is college football. It ain't going to work in the NFL. In a couple of years, he'll be looking back for a college job because he will be fired and Murray's going to be in trouble.
Rams 3-3, Seattle 5-1, 49ers are 5-0. How real are the 49ers? Again, I gave you the stat. They've only given up 64 points.
I don't think
points.
They've really played a lot of great teams yet. I think
Bucks, Bengals, Steelers, Browns, Rams – Washington this week.
Okay. So basically, they said they haven't played anybody. Only team they played with a winning record they beat was the Rams last week. That's who had a winning record.
20-7.
They were 3-3-2, now they're 3-3.
Right.
So I think the 49ers are going to come down to earth. They'll get their, they'll get their stuff handed to them here.
Coming up after that, it's Panthers at the Cardinals, host the Seahawks, host the Cardinals, host the Packers, at the Ravens, at the Saints, Falcons, Rams, Seahawks. So towards the end of their season.
Yeah, it's going to get tougher for them. It's going to tough. But look, they're playing well right now. They do what they ask them. They go out, they play, and they win. That's all that you can do.
Final minute for you, John Forcade here. What do you see Sunday?
Man, I hate to say this, and everybody's going to go crazy, but I think the Saints don't win this game just because of the fact that they got some injuries. I just think going to Chicago, it's going to be tough for them. I think the Bears win. It's going to be a close game, and it could be a 20-17 style game.
What would a win say about this team?
If the Saints win this football game, everybody in the media and everybody in the country better be aware that this is the team right now that looks like it's heading to the Super Bowl without a Drew Brees in there, 6-1.
I would add this. If they can go into the bye week without losing a game, you're going to have to then try to convince me that they're not the best team in the NFL.
Oh, I'd say that
because
now.
I look at the Patriots, and I know they haven't lost.
Right.
They have a lot of holes and deficiencies on that team. because that would mean the Saints' defense, put them up against some other ones, and once Drew comes in, this offense is going to start humming again.
Yeesh. Here's what I look at. You got the Patriots, you got the Saints of Seattle. Yeah. That's what you got. Patriots, Saints of Seattle. Yeah. That's what I think is going to play.
And the Saints beat Seattle.
Correct.
So
there you go. Got to go through New Orleans.
Hey, man, it's been fun.
It was a pleasure, my friend.
3217 Ridge Lake Drive. We're here every Thursday. Don't forget tomorrow we'll be at Avenue Wine and Spirits, 2025 St. Charles Avenue. Come on by and say hi to us. And, of course, don't forget, come to Vinny's when there's games. You get $2 off pitchers. You can get 16 wings, 7 beers for $25 in a beer bucket. Just a lot of fun. Thanks for tuning us in. Matt Moscone after further review is up next. You've been listening to the home of Pelicans basketball, ESPN New Orleans.